In October and November of 2015 and 2016, the FISMA's full protests shut down tertiary institutions across South Africa. The protests were sparked by a government announcement of a fee increase for universities nationwide, but also brought another conversation to the fore, the decolonizing of curriculums. Hello and welcome to this episode from the series Researching Africa in the 21st Century. My name is Shannon and I'm going to be your host for today. In this episode, I'm going to be discussing decolonizing literature in schools and universities in South Africa. To help me unpack this topic, I will be talking to my sister, Ashley, who, like me, attended school and university in South Africa. We attended different schools, so I will refer to some of my own experiences too. Welcome to the show, Ashley.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Could you begin by telling our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I was born in Zimbabwe and I grew up in Cape Town, South Africa. I did all of my schooling there, did university there, and then just recently, about a year ago, moved to the Netherlands to start teaching mathematics at an international school in Arnhem.
Great. So Ashley, if you think back to your time in high school, where would you say that most of the literature you studied came from?
Well, we studied literature in English and most of it was some theatre, some poetry, and mostly novels.
Okay, and was this like African or Western, do you remember?
We had one book that was African that I remember, Half of a Yellow Sun by Chimamanda, can't remember her name, but Adichie. and largely most part of it was from Europe and America. We had The Great Gatsby, a lot of Shakespeare. Those are the ones I can really remember.
Yeah. I remember when you had to read Half of a Yellow Sun and I had barely heard of Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie at that time, but you encouraged me to read her work and I quickly became a huge fan. At that point, I had only really read books by African authors for leisure. In my English classes in high school, we studied some African poetry, but from grade 8 to grade 12, I can't recall any of our site workbooks being African, which is really quite something for a school in South Africa. In your history classes, whose history did you mostly learn?
Again, European and American. I don't think we ever covered anything to do with Asia. We touched a bit on apartheid in a couple of semesters. That was, I think, the only African history that we did was South African. And the large part of it was the First and Second World Wars and American wars.
Yeah, I think my own experience was pretty similar. We studied apartheid quite in depth and other aspects of South Africa's history. But that would usually be for one or two terms, and the rest of the time we spent discussing European or American history. We very rarely, if ever, touched on Zimbabwean history or that of surrounding African countries. Our high school syllabus included an optional section on the Namibian genocide, but for most of my peers, university was the first time that they had heard about the genocide. I think that that's quite a reflection on the work that still needs to be done to decolonize learning institutions in South Africa.
It's our bordering country, Zimbabwe, and Namibia, and Mozambique. We've never heard of anything from those countries. We know it because we're born there, but none of our friends would know.
And I don't even think that that entails getting rid of scholarship from the West and focusing on Africa alone, but I think it just highlights the need for more nuanced changes to decolonize our schools and universities and change the way we study Africa. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to note that we did both graduate from high school quite a while ago, so the syllabus may have changed quite a lot since then.
Sure, I hope so.
But we finished university more recently, so how was your syllabus at the University of Cape Town?
That we actually did a course on African studies.
Mm-hmm.
We read quite a bit of African literature there, obviously, because that was the course, but that was a semester of my 3-year English degree.
Okay. I mean, our English course was changed the year before I started my first year. And so we actually had quite a lot of African literature and they did a really great job, I think, of combining the two and including comparisons of the two. So I actually really enjoyed that course, and I felt like it was very well done and a great step in decolonizing at least our English literature course.
Yeah, right.
Sadly, that is all the time that we have for today, but thank you so much for speaking to me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. If you have any questions, please leave it in the comment section below.